terrific numbers of processes could be run in just this way. You could ask the individual how many things he wanted to be. What would he mind being? Who wouldn't he mind being? Any kind of stuff that would shake him a little bit on this valence situation. All right. You know the remainder of the swizzle stick processing. I've already given it to you. But remember, the only reason you're combing along at that level is you're combing at basic definitions, which is survival. Your preclear knows he can't survive, so therefore when he is unable to do something, he knows that by doing it, something will happen to hurt his survival. And if you as an auditor ask him to do something and he thinks it's going to hurt his survival, he won't do it. You ask him to spot a spot in space, he knows this is going to hurt his survival, so he won't do it. So you tell him to do it, you make him do it, and he discovers, much to his amazement, that he's still alive. You ask him to concentrate upon something and then concentrate on two things and on three things. What do you know? He does it, and he's still alive. Even better, he's just still alive. See that? You ask him opening procedure by duplication, which is a horrible grind. And by the way, you can miss on that utterly as an auditor if you don't first get him to look at one thing. To give you some kind of an idea of what I mean by that, I hounded a preclear, about 10 days ago, I hounded this preclear for about 40 minutes before I was satisfied that the preclear actually had looked at the book which we're using as item number one, and I was trying to start opening procedure by duplication. 40 minutes. He was going mad by the time I finished. He was just exploding all over the place. "It's a book," he'd say. "It's a book. It's a book. I tell you, it's a book." And I would say, "Okay, it's a book. Now, will you take a look at some particular spot on the book?" And this was why I was doing it, because every time I would ask him to look at a particular spot on the book, "Well, all the spots are alike on the book. It's the same spots. I mean, one letter, I can look at a letter. Yeah, there are letters all over the book, see?" In other words, I'd say, "Look at a thing," and he'd disperse. "Look at a spot, disperse. To spot, disperse. Spot, disperse. Spot, disperse. Spot, disperse. See? Look at a spot, consider generality. Look at a spot, consider generality. Look at a spot." And finally, what was all this bombast that was coming off? It was the dramatization that was ready to blow right there, the second that anybody required him to look at one spot in space, because he knew, basically, that if he looked at one spot in space, it'd kill him. There he was certain.